morning, world. Good morning, Manu.
Good morning, Sam.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah? I know. You look very great.
I know. I've got these massive bags underneath my eyes.
Yeah, she was practically crawling into this office this morning.
Very late, by the way.
Well, you're here, and that's what matters.
Yeah, that's
true. And I'm
true.
Sure you've got good reasons for that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. But so how are you feeling now? I mean, are you totally awake now?
No.
You're not?
No, not
okay.
at all.
So you're talking in your sleep.
Yeah, I didn't get to bed until like 3:30 last night.
Really?
Yeah. I had to work.
That's this morning, not last night.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
3:30 is officially morning.
That's right. But it wasn't all in good fun. I mean, I had to go to work at my new job.
Right.
Then I went home, and then I had to get ready for this evening that I was going to. But when I got home last night, one of my kitty cats had gotten out, and my roommate was all in distress. You know, This is like around 3 o'clock, a little after three. No, about 3 o'clock. And she goes, I can't find Egypt.
In the morning? 3
yeah,
o'clock in the morning?
Yeah,
okay.
I can't find Egypt. And she was all crying. She's like, I'll pay you for the rent on for March. And, you know, I'm so sorry. And I was like, Tiger, just relax.
Yeah.
So we spent like the half an hour, 40 minutes looking for this bloody cat in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Did you find it?
Finally.
Yeah.
We went everywhere, up in the hills, around the back streets, everywhere.
Yeah.
And then finally...
The cat comes strolling in.
Hang on.
Totally
right where my apartment
this.
Is. Yeah. Right. I knew a couple of his hiding places. Uh-huh. And I was yelling down at this, what do you call that? Like a, underneath the building, you know, like the, what do you call it? Manholes.
Yeah.
Okay, manhole.
A manhole?
Yeah. A manhole. That sounds gross. Okay, that's where my mind is going.
Yeah.
And Tiger went back downstairs and... And he comes up and she goes, I found him. And he comes out and he's stretching away.
I know, like not giving a shit, really.
Like, what are you doing? Why'd you wake me up?
Yeah.
You know,
like, what's the big deal, you know?
What are you doing? Meanwhile, Tiger's all frantic, you know, thinking I'm going to kick her out and all this. Guy's like, chill, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what you get for having animals. That's why I don't want to have to worry about any of them.
I was a little disgruntled. I was like, God, all I wanted to do was go to bed. It was already a late night.
Yeah, so what did you do? I mean, why did you stay up that late?
Well, because I work with the Dealer Dolls, and we worked this event, the Black Enterprises, and it was for the top 25 black money earners.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how were you invited to that?
Because I was with the Dealer Dolls, and so they had a special event,
uh-huh.
and a company who is designer, Brown and Brennan, uh-huh. Brown and Brennan suit designs.
Okay.
They completely tailor made, and so they were one of the supporters of Black Enterprises.
I see. Okay.
So I was representing them. You should have seen the dress they gave me.
Really?
Holy cow!
Did you take pictures?
Oh, you know what? I've probably got my face all over Black Enterprise magazine for the March issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to look for you.
I don't know.
What are you going to look like? Like a dealer doll?
No. Like absolutely glamorous woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I tell you what, I've never had so much attention.
Really?
Last night, I had men swarming over me like nobody's business.
Yeah, but didn't you go with your boyfriend?
No.
Oh.
No.
I would think something like that you would go.
No,
oh,
I'm
but
working
it was
there.
Work.
I was
okay.
working.
It was
kind,
work.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was me and the Brown and Brennan had their male models, you know, like working, you know, the area to represent the suits.
Yeah.
God, they were stunning. Ah, the guys were just absolutely gorgeous.
Really?
And then they had a couple of female models as well. You know, walking around. One of them actually looked like a little lollipop on a stick.
She looked like a lollipop on a stick.
It was so weird.
How do you get that analogy?
I know, because you would have to see it to believe it. I'm not kidding. And you could totally tell that she's gotten the lip collagen injections.
Yeah.
God, it looked awful.
Yeah.
I was like, geez, girl, you're what, 20-something years old and you're doing this shit to yourself already?
Yeah.
You look stupid.
You know what it looks like? It looks like what an asshole would probably look like with hemorrhoids, you know? I wouldn't know, but But that's pretty much it. You know, I mean, those lips, that's what it reminds me of.
Every time I'm going to look at a woman with collagen lips, that's what I'm going to think
you'll
of.
You'll think of hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids. Like, damn.
But it's pretty much like that. I mean,
be
come
damned
on,
if
you
I
know?
Kiss them then.
Yeah, I mean, enough with this collagen and all that bullshit.
Yeah, I know,
you know,
I know.
It's too much.
But I had Will.i.am performed there last night.
Will.i.am.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that like a William, but Will.i.am?
Okay. Have you? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What is it? A rapper or something?
He's a Black Eyed Peas. Yeah. Have you heard of Black Eyed
Peas?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. He performed there last night. And I got a photo with him. I got a photo with John Sally.
John Sally.
Yes.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Who John Sally is.
He's actually, he's been known as a sports star, and then he's had his own radio show for the longest time.
Really?
Does he
want to come
on
our
big.
Station?
No, he was just trying to get in my pants. You know what? I mean, he came over, like, you know, everyone's like swarming around him, you know, because he's this, you know, big celebrity.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, and he got freaking free diamond bloody cufflinks as well as... because he was there, I guess.
Yeah.
He had been working his thing, I guess. And then he comes on over here and he totally smooches me. And I was like, oh, my. And he goes, hi, my name's John Sally.
Really?
He's like, oh, hi. Nice to meet you. Yeah. My name's Manu Toigo. and then, I don't know, it was kind of loud. But then he comes around and he goes, I don't want any drama. I'd be like, huh? Like, what kind of question is that? Like, okay. And I could, you know, I think I'm very certain that he's already married.
Oh, I see.
So okay. I think because he totally pulled, you know, tried to get my number and contact information that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I gave him the wrong number.
You did? That figures, you know. You're quick on your feet.
I just used a different area code to make it sound like, you know, hey, use an LA area code instead of a, you know.
Can you imagine him calling some old lady and trying to talk sex to her, thinking it's you all along?
Oh, wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, that would be really funny.
Yeah,
I'd love to be there recording that call.
But, it was so funny. And he was just like, oh, God, what a swoosh. Yeah.
So I imagine there were a lot of pretty women there, right?
Mm.
No, I mean, the dealer devils, they're all...
No, there was only myself and Jody from Dealer Dolls.
Okay.
There was another girl there, and then there was a guy that they hired.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you were the only women there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No. I mean, there were other women.
Right, but not entertaining.
But, you know, I really didn't see any, like, stunning... like, you know, oh, wow, kind of women.
So you feel you stood out.
I saw quite a few celebrities.
Yeah?
I did, you know.
What did you see?
Denzel Washington was there.
And he didn't rub elbows with them or anything?
No, I didn't. No, just John Sally, because he was the only one. Well, see, I've already met Denzel Washington, so.
Yeah, well, who would want to bother again? I mean, you already have that notch on your sleeve.
No, I mean, I did a film with him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, called First Sunday. He was in First Sunday.
First Sunday. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was out with Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get to beat his ass.
Really? So you were in that movie? I can see you if I want. If I
that was
rent
funny.
That?
Yeah, if you go and rent that out.
Yeah, First Sunday.
It's the court scene where they're going in and they get, you know, this enormous amount of community service hours that they have to do.
Right.
And they start freaking out. So the bailiffs, myself and two others, I go after Ice Cube. So there's big wrestle tackle with Ice Cube. And it was hilarious. I mean, we really beat each other up.
Really?
Yeah. I had bruises and
so you were like
scratches.
Fighting him physically?
You know, like wrestling, you know, as if I was going to take him down because he was resisting arrest.
Okay. And you were like the arresting officer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, and so we did this big old struggle and through the... Yeah. It was funny. It was funny.
That's good. Yeah. Well, I didn't know you were like in a movie with stars in it and stuff. That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, and Daniel Baldwin. Yeah, I've been in the films with Daniel Baldwin. One film with Daniel Baldwin.
Yeah.
Ice Cube.
Well, but he's not big. Daniel Baldwin's not big.
Well, you know... The Morgan brothers.
I'm not trying to say anything.
Well, I found out, actually, that he was one of the contestants, I guess, on a celebrity rehab.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, they seem... His brother is in The Apprentice now with celebrities. Is that the one you're talking about?
Oh, I saw that.
Or is that Daniel? I don't know if it's
Steven. No, that's not Daniel. I think that's another one.
I think that's Alec. Alec is the oldest. No, this one's is definitely Steven,
I think. One's probably Steven, then. Yeah. I don't think it's Daniel.
No. But. So, yeah. So, I guess they're all, trying to find work. You know, it's not easy.
I guess so.
Yeah. So I wanted just to recap. I wanted to apologize to all of you who tuned in yesterday or last evening for my music show. I couldn't get around to it. I mean, I had some things I had to do and stuff, and I just had to postpone it. So I'm going to do it tonight at 5 o'clock. Sam's what I call Sam's Incredible Music Hour, and what I'm going to play today is 70s songs, but sort of like forgotten hits, you know, either one-hit wonders or hits that were hit somewhere else.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it's going to be really interesting, you know.
From all around the world.
That. Yeah, absolutely, and it's going to be awesome. So tune in at 5 o'clock this evening. And we'll spend a nice hour together.
Are we going to get some Kiss music?
You want Kiss? Okay.
You know, I used to have such a crush.
Really?
On Chris. Who was the guy, the one with the star? Who was that?
Yeah,
that
Paul
was
Stanley.
Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought
you
he was the
him?
Hottest. And then I saw him without makeup and we're like, ooh.
I know, they all look awful without the makeup, you know.
I know, particularly Gene Simmons.
Yeah, Gene Simmons looks awful. I mean,
you know he has a sex tape out.
He's got what?
A sex tape.
He does?
There's a sex tape of him out banging some blonde girl.
Yeah.
Like him on top of her, you know, from behind.
Uh-huh.
And she's got her arms all curled up around her chest and, you know, head to the side. It looks
really
pretty pathetic. And anyway.
He's married to that model, or former model, Shannon
something.
Shannon Twiggs or something?
Yeah,
or something
I can't remember.
Like that. Yeah.
Well, he was banging some other model.
Really?
From Australia.
Like recently or a long time
ago? No, just recently.
Really?
From Australia.
Oh, wow.
She's a little young, floozy little model from Australia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Probably three times younger than him.
Yeah, he's he got laid quite a bit, I would imagine.
God.
You know, with his tongue, I'm sure he was pleasing somebody. That's a huge tongue. Have you ever seen that? When he pulls out his tongue?
Yeah.
I mean, he's known for that. That's his trademark.
Yeah. You know, I heard a rumor that he actually had had his, whatever that thing is, underneath the tongue.
Uh-huh.
He had that cut.
Removed.
The tendon removed.
Right.
So that he could actually
you
extend
think so?
His tongue.
Wow, yeah. Because, well, that makes sense. I don't know where he'd store such a big tongue, you know? I mean, it's fucking suffocate.
Oh, I guess he must love the taste of pussy.
Yeah, well, I guess you would have to, you know. That would be the biggest point about the whole thing.
I guess
Yeah, but I would imagine, I don't know, I don't think you need such a big tongue to satisfy a woman, you know. I mean, I don't think the size of the tongue matters.
The size of the penis,
yeah. But, you know, with the tongue, it's sort of like, I noticed when I get into that, it's like you have to control the hardness of the tongue, you know. Sometimes
right.
you want to go soft, sometimes you want to go hard and stuff. So you have to be like a big artist with your tongue, you know, and... you know, sometimes I just go at it so hard that my tongue starts to hurt, you know, like underneath the tongue. You know? But I could go on for hours with
that.
You know
what,
you know?
Sam?
Yeah.
I did this thing in Vegas to help out a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine, husband and wife.
Uh-huh.
And he put out this video called The Butterfly Kiss.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he got paid for it really, really well to market it and everything like that.
Yeah.
And so this video, and I was the model,
the
testing model.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna
the testing, not tasting model.
No, testing.
The testing model.
It didn't go there. It didn't go there.
Oh,
they
I
wanted
see.
To, and I
really?
Went like, yeah, and I went no.
What is that, like a glamorized porno or something?
No. It was I'll have to give you the video, and it's called The Butterfly Kiss.
Yeah.
And apparently it's the movement of your tongue.
Right.
like kind of like really high speed.
Yeah, they call it butterfly. Yeah, when it's that just a flicker.
Just like a flicker.
Yeah.
And they give you a little tool to practice on and everything. It is so cute.
Oh God.
So yeah, I'm on this video and it's like, oh my.
Yeah.
God, don't I look like I'm enjoying that? You know what? I'm going to give you that video.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you to show it.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Well, talking about stimulating vaginas, my son comes to me yesterday, my 14-year-old son, and he's like, I overheard two girls at my school, and one of them was saying, you know, when I go on a roller coaster, I get this sensation in my clit. Does it happen to you too?
No way.
Don't choke there, okay? You're about to spray all that coffee.
Really? She said that?
Yeah, she said that. And the other girl goes, yeah. And he's just listening to it, probably like get extremely horny. I mean, I would if I heard that. You know, I mean, you don't know what a clit does to a man.
So I must go test this out again. Yeah. I don't remember having that kind of feeling.
No? Well, maybe you haven't picked the right roller coasters.
I don't know. I've picked some mean-ass roller coasters to go in. Yeah.
Wow. I think, usually you get a sensation in your asshole when you're, like, when you're dropping. Have you ever gone on that free-fall thing, you know, where...
Oh, yeah, I've done bungee jumping.
Oh yeah, that's right. Wow, that's like a real thing.
And skydiving, so, that's a whole different...
Really?
It's a whole different... It's adrenaline.
Yeah.
It's total hardcore.
You weren't
so much fun.
You weren't scared to do that?
You know what? It was more scary to do bungee jumping than it was to skydive.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because when you skydive, when you jump out, you go 10-1000, 9-1000, you know, you count down and so on. It counts before you open up your chute.
Right.
Now, the funny, you've got this massive and you've got this, you know, oh my gosh, it's amazing. The adrenaline is just incredible.
I would imagine.
And shocking.
I would imagine.
And when you pull your chute, of course, that anxiety, mm-hmm. like, holy shit, is it going to open up?
Yeah.
And then you hear this vroom, you know, this big boom kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then it just pulls you up like a big bungee cord.
Yeah.
Pulls you up and then you just float.
Yeah. I know. I always imagined what it'd be like, you know.
Oh,
I mean, it seems
so thrilling.
Yeah.
It's very, very thrilling. But see, bungee jumping, you are closer to the ground. You can actually almost visually see,
right.
You know, the height.
Yeah.
And you are just free-falling.
Yeah.
And you don't know if that bungee cord is going to break or, you know, when it, you know, what's its maximum, you know, extension, mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. And you really come close to the ground.
Really?
Yeah. So you just that ground is coming to you so close.
Yeah.
So it's even more scary. The adrenaline is even more. And that's what they do, base jumping and stuff.
Yeah. See, I don't know about Australians, but they like extreme sports. I know I always see it on TV, you know, where they have all kinds of things. They jump off of anywhere, pretty much in Australia, you know. Just say the word and they're like off, you
woo-hoo.
Know.
You know why we do it?
Why?
Because we have free health care. So
oh,
it doesn't matter if
that's
we break
right.
a bone.
You break a fucking bone that's paid for.
We're going to hurt ourselves, end up a year in hospital. Oh, well, we don't have to pay for it. See, Americans, they have to make sure there's like, well, can't break a bone.
Yeah.
You know, because they may not have health insurance.
Yeah. I think Australians are just maybe more adventurous, you know, more living on the edge type of a thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle, you know, it's a lifestyle.
It certainly is. Certainly is. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved doing that. Yeah. I loved traveling when
I could. So, have you done it recently? I mean, you should go and bungee jump again if you like it.
No, I haven't. You know, there is bungee jumping somewhere in L.A.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty.
LA.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty.
Yeah, I just saw something. Someone, a celebrity, went and did bungee jumping. Like, they have bungee jumping around here. Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
But I haven't done it for a while, though. The last time I did it was when I was Australia, so that's a while back.
Yeah, plus you're a little older, you know, you gotta...
Come on, I'm still a little devilish.
You gotta watch what you do.
Hey, I ride a motorbike. That's kind of devilish, right?
It is. You're right. This biker chick here.
Sexy biker chick.
Yeah. At 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to have the Broad Topics.
They're on tonight.
Four ladies.
Thursday.
Yeah. And it is Thursday. Wow. The week
has
just flown by.
Yes, it is.
So they're going to have their show at 7. I'm not sure what they're going to talk about, but they always find a lot of topics to discuss and
just
have fun.
Just like we do.
Yeah. And
they, maybe
who
not
knows?
About
they might bring wine again.
Maybe not about assholes. So,
yeah. No, not about assholes.
Or shit.
But, yeah, but I mean, we, you know, all the shows across the gamut are just amazing. You know, I start listening to them and I can't stop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have really great shows. And we've got upcoming shows, music related, like we're going to showcase bands and stuff from L.A.
Yeah.
We're going to have programs on living in L.A. And gossip and celebrities and everything that you might think of. So so we're getting like a really wide variety of shows, you know, and it's really exciting. It's really exciting,
yeah.
You know. So stay tuned. BBS Talk Radio is the place to be, right, Manu? Well,
now it is.
At least for you, yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. Now it is. Now it is.
Yeah. So you ready for a little break?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take a little break, and we'll be right back after
this. I'll tell you a funny story.
Okay. Funny?
Well, unique.
Okay. Touch my new?
I don't know. I think I'm a little bit more in touch these days. Seriously.
With what exactly?
Wow, I've never been out so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, since you've known me, you think I'm this party girl.
I do.
And this is like, wow, this is a new whole thing going on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it gives you a lot of material to bring to the show.
I'm living again.
Yeah. So did you hear about Gary Coleman's? I mean, people have been talking about him because he just revealed he got married.
Oh, yeah, to
this
that,
22-year-old white woman.
The tall.
Yeah,
like
very
five,
tall.
5'9", and yeah. He's only like 4 or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And she says he's... She says, to me, he's 10 feet tall, you know. But but the whole point is that apparently they're revealing that they've had a violent marriage.
Oh, it
been
doesn't
kicking
surprise
the shit
me
out of her. My question is, how does he exactly beat her up when he's like 4 feet or something? And she's like maybe close to 6. You know,
like
what I mean?
The helicopter swing.
Yeah, excuse me.
He's got long arms.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, he probably just slaps her on the ass because that's as far as he can reach. And I don't know, but so apparently people are fearing for her well-being. You know?
Jesus, and they just got married like last month.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the Inquirer reports that the relationship is so violent that Shannon feared Coleman was going to run her down with his truck.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this guy's extremely angry, you know. I mean, and he's got reason to. I mean, he was famous when he was a kid, okay?
Yeah.
And now he's not. I mean, he hasn't been able to do anything since.
No, know what? I think he was one of the other ones that did that celebrity rehab.
I don't know if they did a rehab, but they did. He did one kind of the reality shows. I don't know which.
Yeah, that
ones,
was
yeah.
That was the celebrity rehab.
Was it?
Yeah, because now I'm like trying.
But isn't that like a new show? Celebrity
rehab?
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of it, but I thought, I was thinking they're making one, making a show like that. So, I don't know. But at any rate, I mean, so he hasn't really done anything. He's 40 years old, and, he's trying to still be famous and stuff. But, I mean, he was doing, like, really lousy commercials and stuff, you know, for the check cashing place.
Check into cash. You need fast cash.
Yeah.
Zoom and take, you know, has been like.
So that has been the highlight of his career, you know. So, I mean, so you can see one reason to be angry is that you can't restore that fame that you had, you know, and the lifestyle that you had when you were a kid. That's one. Secondly, you remain short for the rest of your life. You look like a kid, you know. And he does. I mean, at 40 years old, you look at his face and he looks like a kid. Regardless of whether he's got a mustache or a beard or anything, you know?
Oh, he looks even more ridiculous with a mustache.
He does, you know. And so, yeah, he's just an angry man. So I can't blame him for...
Well,
I can blame him. I mean, I can fault him, but I can see where he's angry.
Yeah.
But I would suggest that any woman just stay away from this guy.
Well, I believe that he's an alcoholic. I mean, he drank... A lot. And I think that was part of his rehab. I know he's been into rehab a few times.
Oh, I'm sure of it, yeah.
So, you know what? Here's some advice. You don't be messing with nobody that is an alcoholic or drug addict or anything of that kind of sort, you know, from the past. Particularly when you're dealing with, you know, like, oh my God. If I was a guy, there's no way I would no way in hell I would ever hook up with Britney Spears.
Yeah.
No way. Mm-hmm. No matter, even if a couple of years down the track, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's still a celebrity or whatever. You know, you're just asking for trouble because you're, you know, there's always this backlash thing that's going to happen.
Yeah. Did you hear that they arrested some paparazzi that were bugging Britney Spears?
Ooh.
Yeah, they arrested them.
They arrested them?
Yeah. I guess she's getting special treatment now. I think there's a whole squad in the L.A. Police Department that's just responsible for Britney, you know?
Could you imagine?
The Britney Bureau.
Your assignment today is...
yeah, protect Britney at all costs, you know?
Did you see that YouTube?
This is bullshit.
On YouTube, there was this guy. He was a guy, but he looks, you know, like all femmed up.
Uh-huh.
And he totally, like... leave her alone, and he's crying and he's bawling and like, she's just human, just leave Britney alone.
Yeah, I mean,
and
these
all
people
the
are...
tears and everything. I was like, wow, this guy is a wacko.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And he's all confused himself.
Yeah,
whether he's a guy or a girl. I mean, you have to see that. It's pretty sick, actually.
Yeah, I don't know, but she's regardless. I mean, she may be trash, but she's still a hot piece of ass, you know. And
I don't know.
She's the most famous hot piece of ass there is, you know.
She's put on a bit of a few chunks of weight there.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, that's
okay.
You know, yeah, you don't need everybody that skinny.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
I like a little meat. I like meat. You know.
So do I. So,
yeah, I'm sure you do. Salami, right?
You know, a couple of radio celebrities back home in Australia pulled a Britney stint on the paparazzi in Australia. They hired out a black SUV and so on and pretended, I don't know, somehow they had hinted or leaked out or something like, or tricked the paparazzi that it was Britney in the SUV.
Yeah.
And they all around Sydney, all over Sydney, they had the paparazzi chasing them and... and then it was just someone totally fake.
Really?
And they jumped out and they're like,
oh, so
ha ha.
Did she look like her?
Yeah,
oh,
totally
she did.
Looked like her.
What?
It was funny. So,
people are so stupid, you know.
I know. Good prank to pull on the paparazzi, huh?
Yeah. Where did my magazine go? Did you see it?
It was right magazine? Here. Yeah. You picked it up and then you put it somewhere. Oh, over there on the seat.
Oh, okay. Gee, that figures.
Was there something in there that you wanted?
Yeah, I wanted to show you something. Hang
on. Oh, he's going to go get it. Oh, he's got the stretchy cord. I don't.
Yeah, exactly. And but there were a couple things I wanted to bring up. First of all, do you remember Heidi Fleiss?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's from the... she's the notorious, what did they call her? The
Madam.
Hollywood Madam.
Yeah,
the Hollywood Madam, right? And
you know,
she was... I mean, this was back, what, 10, 15 years ago at least.
Yeah.
When she was arrested for running a prostitution ring, a high-class prostitution ring in L.A.
Yes.
And she had a little black book with all the celebrities listed on there.
Yes.
And made a big deal out of that. And then she actually spent some time in jail. And I think it was 3 or 6 months. I'm not sure.
I think it was six.
Yeah.
I think it was was a good stint.
She was there for a while, you know, and then she was on Howard Stern and she described her experience and stuff, so that was interesting.
Right.
But at any rate, I guess she can't seem to stay out of trouble, and she was picked up on drug possession and DUI charges last week.
Yeah, in Las Vegas.
Oh, is that where it was?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yep. And then she couldn't give them the prescription, you know, the actual prescription slip for the medication.
Right.
The so-called medic... They were like, I think they were just like sleeping pills and Prozac or, what was that, like painkillers and stuff like that.
Yeah, who knows? Everybody finds their drug of choice. You know?
And so she ended up saying that, oh, it belonged to my plumber.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, of all people, my plumber? What? Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when Heidi Fleiss had a couple years ago, I think it was, she was planning to have to start a brothel in Nevada for women, you know, for women to go there.
Ooh.
And with obviously male prostitutes.
Yes.
And that never, I think she launched it, but I remember at the time I thought, who the fuck is going to use those services? You know, I mean, women can get it for free, you know, and if you're just an older, rich woman or something, then I'm sure you can still find a place. You
can still find something.
Yeah. So, I mean, I haven't heard that it succeeded or anything. And
no, neither have I.
Yeah. So, yeah. But check out what I used to write a blog just for the fun of it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A couple of years ago. And I totally forgot about it.
Is this to do with the brothel?
Well, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
that's
cool.
Why I'm bringing it up, yeah.
All right.
So I used to write, like, I used to comment on the news and stuff, just like we do now on the radio,
yes.
But I did it in writing, you know. So this entry I made on November 30th, 2005. So I guess that happened like a year and a half ago.
Right.
Or 2.5 years now.
I know time flies.
Yeah, yeah. So just about 2 years, and it was November 30th, and look what I wrote at the time. Heidi Fleiss, the notorious Hollywood madam, announced that she's going to open a Nevada whorehouse that serves women, dubbing her new enterprise the Stud Farm. Fleiss plans to provide female customers with male whores to serve the women's special need. And then I wrote, does anybody believe that the Stud Farm's customer will be female? How many women do you know will actually pay for anonymous sex? They could get all the sex they want for free. True, some unattractive old women may find the concept appealing. I doubt the Fleiss in the new endeavor will generate enough profit to survive.
No.
Okay, and I think we already know that it hasn't. But then I added, unless you consider who the real customers are going to be, the same ones who purchased Playgirl magazine for its images of studs, men, gay men. So if you're a man who considers joining Heidi Fleiss's stable of man whores, well,
yeah.
Listen to this. So if you're a man who considers joining Heidi Fleiss's stable of man whores, don't have any illusion of service and women and getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Think man ass.
Exactly.
And that's what I wrote, you know?
No, I just was like, oh, yeah. Because there's a lot of men on the down low.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
There you go. I hardly think this is for women.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not for women, you know?
Wow.
The thing is, people have to accept that women are different from men, you know? And women do not view sex or need sex in the way that men need it, you know?
I know. Kathleen Turner just revealed to Larry King on an interview.
Yeah, that she's promoting her book.
No, that she hasn't had sex for like 2 years and she's starting to miss it.
Yeah.
She's just starting to miss it.
Yeah.
But she's not looking too good. No wonder
no,
she ain't getting sex.
Yeah. She, yeah, well, yeah, she doesn't
Maybe
look very good.
Maybe she needs to go to the...
But she's got a new book out and she's promoting it. And from what I'm hearing... you know who's suing her or thinking of suing her is Nicolas Cage.
What?
I guess they were together and Peggy Sue Got Married. Remember
yes,
we talked
right.
about that?
Uh-huh.
And apparently she said something in the book that he didn't like.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he's considering suing her, I think. So we'll see. You have to be careful when you release books, you know?
Wow.
And what you write about people.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know,
so it's funny. At the same time, you know, at the same time I wrote about the Heidi Fleiss, that was November of 05, there was an entry on Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey splitting up, you know?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I commented on that. I commented on Anna Nicole Smith. You know, a couple times about how badly she looks compared to some pictures she had when she was the Guess jeans model.
She was stunning. I remember seeing her.
And then did you ever see her reality show when she was fat? And
yeah, briefly. I remember seeing maybe one show or two shows.
They would show her and her son and her friends and her lawyer and everything. And those ended up being the characters in the real life drama when she died.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
So that's the same son that killed himself.
True.
And you know, and somehow you're not surprised. I mean, when you see if you had her for a mother, you know, I don't think you'd be very stable. You know, I think you'd be kind of screwed up. So and it's a shame. It's a shame he died. You know, and and then she died. You know, I mean, what a tragedy. You know, what a tragedy. And her daughter's gonna grow up and into all this. You know, hoopla and stuff and with a drama as soon as she's born, you know, and that's pretty sad.
See, if I was, you know, If I was, what's his name? Larry Burke? Larry Birkin?
Yeah, Birkin. Yeah, Birkin. Yeah, something.
I mean, seriously, for the health of the baby mm-hmm. alone, you know, her growing up and everything like that, mm-hmm. he needs to take her out of this place. Not live in freaking L.A. and or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Take her completely away.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he'll figure
it out.
You know,
not have her grow up in this kind of environment.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll figure it out, you know.
Unless he's waiting to, you know, for her to serve her, you know, the, I mean, like, wait for her to grow up and then she becomes a celebrity and then he gets all the money.
Yeah. Who knows? We might actually forget about her and the whole thing. So
I hope
you
so.
You never know. But, you know, we mentioned Paris Hilton's new movie, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Naughty, Hottie and Naughty?
Hottie and Naughty. No.
Yeah, it's Hottie and Naughty.
Or Naughty, or not, no, something like that, yeah.
I'm reading it right off the paper. Oh. Why are you arguing with me? Okay, so...
Sleep deprivation.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. Okay. So, how much do you think it made the first weekend, her movie?
Oh, it's already out.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, I mean, yeah, just think of like average openings, below average openings.
17 mil?
$26,000.
Oh!
$26,000.
That's one night out and buying bloody shoes for her.
Can you fucking believe how much money they lost in this movie? She probably got a couple mil for that and... Who knows?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
I mean, is that funny or what?
She's the worst actor.
You know, I think if I went and... I think if my son went and did like a school movie, it would probably open at more... We'd make more money than this one, you know?
The American Poop movie would...
Yeah, the American Poop movie for crying out loud, you know?
And, my gosh.
Yeah, so much for Paris Hilton. She needs to really assess her... talents and abilities and stick to that, you know?
Jeez. Her talent is to go on the red carpet and pose like a model.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay a model, girl.
And be beautiful.
Because you are not a singer and you are not an actress.
No, and she tried both and she failed miserably.
Terribly.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So she just needs to stay pretty and pose for the paparazzi and that's it. And maybe
yeah.
another sex video or something, you know.
And I still haven't seen them. I want to see them.
I haven't seen it either, but it might be pretty interesting.
Apparently it looks pretty hot.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've heard two things.
Yeah.
I've heard that it was really hot, and then I've heard that she looked like a bag of beans, you know, mm-hmm. like what do you call it?
Yeah.
Just like a bag lying there.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No action.
I know. Well, God, that is like a death sentence when you get into bed with a woman like that. Forget about it. Forget about it. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I call that wet noodle. You know?
Wet noodle.
Yeah, because she kind of just moves as you move her. She doesn't have any, you know, she doesn't initiate any movement. So I don't know where I picked that up, but then my wife started calling me that, and now.
Wet noodle.
Yeah, wet noodle. So when I call her on her cell phone, now it comes up as wet noodle. And
that's a good one.
That, yeah. So that's my response to...
Have you ever heard of the term bucket of water?
No.
It's like fucking a bucket of water.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. That makes sense, too. Does it move very much?
Well, no. Yeah. It's so used or big
yeah.
that, that you might as well just be... Screw in a bucket of water.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
What's going on with this guy, Pat O'Brien, you know, from The Insider? He used to be on Access Hollywood.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's, what's going on?
And he looks like such a straight guy, you know, but he got, you know, who really made a big deal out of him was Howard Stern again. They found tapes that Pat O'Brien called this woman that... that he met at dinner and left her phone messages,
mm-hmm.
like, let's do some coke, let's, you know, let's get wild, let's do that. And all these tapes were released.
Wow.
So he was extremely embarrassed by it, as you can imagine, and he had to go into rehab and all that stuff. So now he's back in rehab. I think he's got, like, alcohol problems or something. But it's funny, because he looks like, he seems like such a straight guy.
Is there a picture there of him?
No, but
no.
You can
okay.
bring it up on, I'm sure you've seen him. He's got this distinct voice.
Okay.
Roy Scheider died from the star of Jaws.
Yeah, from the Jaws. Okay. Yeah.
Do you remember the famous line from Jaws?
You know, I remember reading that when I saw that he had died, but I can't remember. It was in the shark. It was in Jaws, right? That line?
Yeah, in Jaws, yeah.
No,
it was, you're going to need a bigger boat, you know. And that's what he said to Robert Shaw and Richard Dreyfuss.
And that's the line, that's the famous line.
Yeah, it's a famous line. You're going to need a bigger boat.
You know what? That should be part of the worst top 20 worst lines.
Yeah, the worst
movies.
Lines, yeah. But it's a famous one. You know, it's funny because when you think about it, I mean, they went out to find the shark and try to get it in the small boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but he was a good actor. He was in a lot of movies. And so he passed away. He was 75.
Wow.
Had blood cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So anything in the news there that you can see?
No, not really.
Not really? Okay.
No, you know what? I was actually... This is funny. You know how you normally see, you know, light up paparazzi, whatever, you know, for red carpets and that.
Right.
And then sure enough, it's either on TV like later that night.
Right.
Or it's certainly on the news the following morning.
Uh-huh.
Or it's all over the papers in the morning.
Yeah.
I didn't find diddly poo about the Black Enterprise stuff last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was this whole shing being of red carpet.
Yeah, but I mean, is it
and
newsworthy
like
and stuff? You know.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think anybody cares.
What's
that? Like a magazine, Black Enterprise, right?
Is that what it is? And I mean, it's
like an association.
Streamed
or,
off. Yeah, it's certainly streamed off. But, you know, one of the main reasons last night was, you know, Ruby Dee. She's a black actress born in like 1923 or 24.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she just had her latest role, American Gangster, as Denzel Washington's mother.
Okay.
And that's why Denzel was there last night.
I see.
And anyway, she got like Black Enterprise Achievement, you know, like Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
And that was a whole big deal.
Oh, that's pretty
last
nice.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it was a coincidence or they did it.
And she won an Oscar too for supporting actress, I think.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah. I'm wondering if this was timed to take place during Black History Month, because February is Black History Month. So I'm wondering if they picked that because of that. You know.
I am pretty certain because there was a lot of you know, like on the big screens, there was a lot of history and
celebration of black people.
Yeah, and Will.i.am has had a new music video that came out, of course, supporting Obama and, you know, all these celebrities joining in and I can, we will, you know, change the world and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
It was actually very well done. I really enjoyed the clip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Obama and Hillary are debating as we speak right now in Texas.
Oh, yeah. So and she's close. She's close. They're like...
She's close, but you know what? She's hanging too much on Texas and Ohio now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's got such a momentum after 9 wins. I can't see how he can lose.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the momentum. I mean, what happens is now people in Texas and in Ohio will see that... that the rest of the nation is voting for him, and they'll figure we'll do it too.
Yeah.
You know, because these people must know something. So, you know, they're going to vote for him. You know, I was thinking today that as much as I want the Democrats, if he had to run against McCain, I might even consider McCain, you know, because he's moved toward the right, toward the left a little bit. And that's why the Republicans don't like him. You know, they feel that he'll sit with the Democrats.
Yeah, I remember
that. But... So I don't know who whether I would like – I would rather see Obama or McCain there. But I've always liked McCain, you know. And
he looks like a funny guy. Yeah. He looks like he's got like chipmunk cheeks.
Yeah. Well, I don't care as long as he's a good president, you know. I mean, he seems to me like a good man and he seems like someone with a head on his shoulder.
Yeah.
You know. But I don't know. So then I think with Obama and McCain, it might even become an issue of age, you know, because some people are saying McCain is too old to become a president.
How old is he?
Good question. I don't know. Probably in his 70s. 75. 70? Yeah. Oh, I mean, can't you tell? Yeah. No.
Wow.
Oh, you think maybe in the 60s. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah, I would have thought about 60s.
Okay. Let's look
Ron Paul is in his 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron Paul.
Yeah. I was a fan of Ron Paul.
I know. A lot of people were talking about him and stuff.
Yeah. But,
Who knows?
He had some very interesting... You know, he was very... I loved his speeches and debates.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't give a shit what he said. He just told it how it is.
Yeah. Well, McCain is 71.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, he's in the 70s. But I think he's got a few good years in him, you know? But, you know, I don't know. I think ultimately it's... I think the nation doesn't want to lean toward Democrats this time just because they held so much... Because the Republicans have been in control for so many years. And...
What was Clinton? Sorry. He was a Democrat?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. And... But... So, yeah. I mean, he was in office as a Democrat. But before that, we've had... a string, you know, we had Reagan and Bush, both Republicans, and the Congress has been dominated by Republicans for many years.
Right.
So now that the Democrats have taken back Congress, I think we're going to see Democrat in the White House. I really do.
Well, Bush Senior supports McCain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who else would he support? At this point, there's no. Nobody to represent the Republicans other than McCain.
Yeah, even though he's more to the right, left, to the left. Whatever.
Yeah. You know where those terms right and left came from?
No.
You know, did you ever wonder? I mean, why are conservatives considered right?
Now I wonder.
And so conservatives are considered the right, and liberals are considered the left. And the reason it is is because that's where... parties in the British Parliament, they used to sit on the right side of the room, the conservatives, and the liberals were on the left side of the room.
Oh.
Yeah, you see? Something you didn't know before. Yeah. So that's where it all started. You know?
Okay.
And now we refer to the right as conservative and the left as liberals.
Right, yeah. Right.
And but I have a problem with conservatives. You know, they want to impose too much on the rest of the country, on the rest of the world, and in that they become equal to very religious people, and whom we will not name, who also want to turn the world into their way of life, and we'll stop at nothing. So
no joke.
Yeah, so we better elect someone who's actually going to lead. You know, and Barack might just do it. I don't know. But I'm disappointed Hillary is not getting this. But you know what? If she dropped the ball after she was winning by leading by so much, then she fucked up. She fucked up somewhere along the line. I don't know where it was, but she screwed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she was ahead
maybe,
and she dropped the ball.
Maybe it's because it's such a, like you have a white female woman versus a young black man,
right?
The first of first. I mean, both of them are first.
Right.
So when one of them starts getting a lead, people, you know, aren't, you know, they're going to go for what the momentum is, or I think what feels, you know, like the snowball.
Yeah. No. I mean, definitely, I think it feeds on what the results have been already.
Yeah.
Right. But the question is, why didn't she get it right in the beginning? You know, from the beginning. And so she dropped the ball somewhere there, and that made room for Obama to emerge.
Maybe I remember her not really coming over confident when she first started her debates.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, there was just something like, I'm a woman. You know what I mean? You know, she still had that strength and what so.
Yeah.
But I felt she was too maybe Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you think she's a bit cocky? You know?
No.
I mean, you think she toots her own?
No. I think she definitely has a head on her. Yeah. She has a lot of support behind her. And I also heard, too, that, like, she had a very, very strict upbringing. You know, like, she used to come home with A's, apparently.
Yeah.
And her father pretty much told her, like, what? Obviously, the school isn't hard enough for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where did I hear this?
I don't know where.
Did you mention it before?
No. This is the first time.
Oh. Because I just heard it somewhere. It must have been on Howard or something.
Or somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, but I just heard that.
But she had, like, a really, you know, very pushy, you know, family with, you know, academics.
Yeah,
and so
that's a terrible way to grow
that's
up.
That's
yeah.
a lot of pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you know, so tough. She must have some brains up
no,
here.
No, she's very smart and very tough.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, to have gotten as far as she did.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And so, okay, so that's politics for you. Today we have another cloudy day. No rain, however. And we are,
good.
Of course, in Southern California. And some of you may not be.
where so, sun, rains, yeah. shine, snow, and smog.
Yep.
And, we have a
we've
phone.
Got a phone call, so let's
yeah.
see what that is. Good morning. You're on the Sam and Manu Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Sam and Manu.
Good morning. You know who this is?
Is this who I
good
think it
morning.
Is?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Hildy, mom,
yes.
how are you?
I am feeling real good right now, and that's why I thought I'd phone. Your conversation about politics got me really going.
Oh, ooh. Really? Wow. Wow, so to those
I
who don't know...
I love you, Manu, for sticking up for Ron Paul. He's the only true...
Thank
person.
Well,
so you've
thank
already
you.
Formed your political views and stuff. Who do you want to be elected?
I can hardly hear you.
Okay. Let's turn it up a little bit. Let me see what else I can do here.
Maybe we need to get close to the mic.
Yeah.
How's
can
this,
you hear
Hildy?
Me better now?
Huh?
Can you hear me better?
A little better, yeah.
Okay, well,
can
turn...
Can you tune it up just a notch more? Maybe my ears are going
there. Okay, yeah, maybe they're going.
yeah,
yes.
This is better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah,
so,
no, I think a lot of Obama, too, but Ron Paul is just...
You like Ron Paul?
He's everything we need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he's not going to be a president, not at this...
No,
not
he's
this
not.
Time around.
I just hope he gets back into the Congress.
Yeah.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
And I think he yeah. has every plan, too.
And I think he's getting enough delegates to make a good showing.
Yes, he is. I've been that, watching the percentages.
People want more honesty.
Yeah. yeah.
People want their government to be honest and open.
Oh, yeah. And I think he's definitely the guy. There's no buts or do's or anything about him. He says it the way it is, and he... You know, you can
exactly.
tell that guy is telling it from the heart and the truth, no matter how bad it sounds.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up under the dictatorship of Hitler, you know, and there was never any truth there, let's face it. I mean, it was
yeah.
all what they said was the truth, and that was it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But he is just such, to me, he's a miracle.
Yeah. Did you mention
you know,
Hitler?
I never
is
thought
that
there was anything in Congress which is quite as truthful as he is.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this: that you mentioned Hitler. Did you live in Germany back then when Hitler was in power?
I'm from Austria.
From Austria. Okay. Well, he was there too, right? I mean, he.
Mm-hmm.
Did they invade Austria too?
I was
too?
24 years old when I left Austria.
Wow.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you were in the midst of it. You was
oh, yeah.
certainly
I was,
directly affected.
9 years old when they finally got into Austria, you know.
Yeah. Oh wow!
Yeah. And Hitler was from Austria.
Hitler took over Germany and then they marched into Austria. That was his birthplace.
Oh, the first place they went was Austria. Because I thought the first place they went into was wasn't it Czechoslovakia or Poland with the Blitzkrieg
well,
and everything.
Well, that's where the war started.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. So and when did you leave Austria? What year?
I left in 1954.
Oh wow! So that was sometime after the war ended, obviously.
Oh yeah, I grew up from 1930. I was born.
Yeah.
And I was there until I was 24 years old, and then I left for Canada.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you went to Canada
for the
first?
Yukon.
Yeah.
Nice.
I went all the way up to the Yukon. That's where I wanted to be.
Yeah, as far away from those...
And you know who got me on that?
No.
I had a lot of Jack London's books.
What's
and
that again?
He sounded so interesting. That I wanted to go where he wrote about.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Northern Lights were.
Wow. What an experience. I mean, you know, this is great information.
Yeah, I mean, she lived through a great part of history, although it was tragic part.
Yes.
But nevertheless, to be part of...
I could write a book if I was only good in writing. But
yeah. I'm sure you could.
Only my sons are, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know where they must have got it from their father. He was...
Yeah, Hildy, of course, is the mother of Don and Doug, who are the co-founders of BBS Radio, and I call her mom.
Yeah.
And I spoke to her a couple times, and she just loves our show and loves the radio station. And you said you like listening to Johnny too, right, Mom?
Of course.
Yeah. It's great, you know. I mean, and we were talking about it yesterday, how you're there in Washington and you listen to us and we make you feel good and all that stuff, and it just made my day, you know. It really did.
Oh, I really enjoy. Well, actually, I put you on as soon as I get up, and you have to repeat from the day before, which I listen to them again.
Well, don't listen to us too much.
I was sort of sitting here waiting for you to say, well, we got our phone lines open.
Yeah. And I never said that.
I thought, well, I shouldn't phone in, but then you got on Ron Powell's discussion and I couldn't hold back anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Mom, you know, when Ron Paul started running, you know, so many...
Pardon me?
When Ron Paul started coming into the picture... there were still so many people who were not aware of him and everything. And I started finding out more and more about him through the internet and watching YouTube debates and interviews and everything like that. And the more I watched him and listened to him, I said, he is the one. He is the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only one who makes sense.
Yes. And he doesn't take any bull from nobody, no matter who they are.
No, he doesn't. Well, and I admire him. Sometimes I'm a little worried about his life. I don't think they give him any bodyguards. But
yeah.
He's just so truthful that nowadays you never know.
Yeah, but that's probably why he didn't make it very far, because politicians cannot be truthful, you know.
Well,
and
right.
Yeah, you know.
I think they kind of sabotaged a few of his
who knows?
Delegates.
Yeah, Don seems to think that they did. You know,
yeah,
that, they were like, because in fact, I only heard about him like at the end of December when I was up visiting Don.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Don mentioned him and stuff, and he was talking to someone else about it, and I said, Ron Paul? I never heard of him. And then since then, I've heard people talk and stuff about it. And so, I, you know, I don't
you
know.
You've got to get a little closer to your mic.
To the microphone? Okay. So, I'm sorry, but I'm always, I mean, I'm almost like at the top of my volume here on the board, so I don't want this to sound too funny. But Mom, you know, you've got to watch, don't listen to us too much. It can be hazardous to your health, you know, so. So
we're not corrupting you, are we?
I think she's seen it all, right?
She laughed.
Hey, yesterday, I got a real nice little poem from one of the BBS hosts from the you know, from the other side.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she wrote me such a nice poem, and I'm going to read it to you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
go
okay.
Ahead.
Dearest Hill, some say that laughter is the best medicine. Some say that laughter is the antidote to sin. Some say that laughter is a waste of good time. A child of laughter is fully divine. This planet has a bunch of serious folks. They just don't get the channel of jokes. Some spend their life in hot pursuit of what they call a common truth. But I heard a joke in the heaven above. Laughter is truth, and the punchline is love. Isn't that sweet?
I love that. I love that.
That is great.
Well, I was hoping she'd put BBS Radio in the poem, but it didn't happen. But yeah,
this
definitely.
This came from Dream Pass.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Oh, wait a minute. It's it's Dream Pass.
Okay.
From BBS Radio.
Yes.
And she writes, and oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, it's a very beautiful poem. Yeah, it's great. And
you know, there's lovely people on our shows.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And on BBS Radio as well.
And it's just absolutely perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And you must be proud of your sons to actually have started all this, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you must be really proud in your sons for having started all this.
Oh, yes, I am. I am very, very
yeah,
proud.
I mean, they started something out of nothing, and they become big, and we're going to become even bigger.
They've been sacrificing in every which way you can think of.
Yes, yeah. Yes, they're very dedicated. Yeah. Very nice. Well,
I think we've Doug all become.
Doug hasn't got a car. He lives in a one bedroom with a room.
Yeah. But he's the happiest person I know, you know.
And so, they're really sacrificing in every which way.
Yeah.
But I think everything is worthwhile, and the purpose for them must be something in that line, or they wouldn't be blessed. Being able to do it.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing is that sometimes you have to believe in yourself and be a visionary and know that things are going to happen before they happen. You know, and I think that's what they've done. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Mom. Well, listen, I'm so happy you called, you know, and I'm sure
so
Manu is, because I told Manu that you want me to tell her that you love her and she's really funny and that. So, and I did tell her. I did tell her.
Well, I love you all, and keep it up. It's terrific. I love your show, and I'm going to tune in at 5 o'clock for your music.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Yes, music. Yeah. Too. So that's awesome. I'll make sure I keep you entertained, Mom.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you take care.
You
love
too.
Love you both.
Thank you.
Thank
love you.
You
too. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, sorry about those explosions in
the
microphones. I had to turn it so much higher. But, yeah, isn't she fun?
Oh, I mean, a lovely voice.
She is. She's got this great accent, and she's really like, you can tell she's loving, you know? I mean, she's like, she's got so much to give, you know?
You should have seen the butterflies that started flowing around in my chest when I heard her voice. Like, oh, I know who this is. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, have you talked to her before?
No.
Oh, but you just knew based on what I told you?
Yeah, well, you know, because Doug had, you know, talked to me about her.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, my grandmother passed away, well, you know, since I've been here in the U.S.
Yeah.
And I was so close to my grandmother. You know,
really?
Ever since I was a little girl, I used to write these letters to Grandma. And Grandma used to write to me. And then as the years went on, then my writing became bigger. Because she said, you need to write a little bigger, you know, because I can't read anymore. So by the end of it, I used to write probably about 5 or 10 pages because I used to write really big so that Grandma could read
Read it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she finally passed away about 7 years ago now or something like that.
I know, you know, grandmothers don't get as much credit as they should, I think, you know. I mean,
I love my
grandmothers,
grandma.
Yeah, they're always great to you, you know, they love you, they let you get away with anything, you know.
I think I was one of her favorites over all the grandkids. Oh, gosh. You know, she had, 11 children?
Really?
Yeah, she had 11 children. My mother was the oldest.
Yeah.
Of 11 children, so she's so...
That's a lot of kids.
It is. That's the Maori culture for you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, God.
Oh,
no
gosh.
Birth control there.
No.
No
certainly not.
Yeah.
But, you know, I sustained my, you know, my contact with my grandma, even through all my military days, you know, and God, I was just so devastated. You know, I remember speaking to her when I was here in the U.S., you know, the first year or so. And I was like, yes, Grandma, I'll promise I'll write. And then next thing I get this phone call from my brother, and it just hurt me so bad. It really did. And then, sorry, I'm all getting all upset still.
Yeah.
And so I had done a few things in Seattle, so I had... You know, a poster done up of me and my modeling picture, and I'd written a letter in really big writing, and sent it back to Australia so my mother could place it in her grave, so she could take it to her grave.
Wow!
Oh, my dude, I'm all upset.
You're choked up and everything. That's okay. That's live radio for you.
Yeah.
You know, but you must have loved her.
Yeah, miss her really much.
Really, well.
Oh, now I'm all upset. Sorry.
That's okay. We're going to take a break anyway. I need some music. Be right back after this.
listening to California Dreamin' with your hosts Sam and Manu, only on BBS Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back.
We are back. And Sam stood up and gave me a big hug because I started crying about my grandma.
Yes, she was crying. Oh, God. I mean, how can you watch, how can you look at a woman crying, you know? I mean, it's a hard thing to do, you know? And that's why women sometimes fight unfair, you know? I mean, if you start having an argument with a woman, okay, and then she starts crying, all bets are off, you know? Everything's out the door, you know? You're like, okay, have it your way, you know? I mean, and so that's an unfair way of fighting, you know?
This wasn't a fight.
No, not at all. I'm just saying that my point is that it's hard to look at a woman cry, you know.
Yeah.
And I would imagine it'd be hard to see a man cry, but we don't see that many of those.
Yeah.
You know. Remember we were talking about teachers the other day.
Yes.
And there's a big article in Time magazine this week about teachers. And it's entitled How to Make Better Teachers. And it's really interesting, you know, because they do touch on some of the points that we touched on, which is very interesting, you know.
Yeah.
And I think everybody feels that our education system needs to be
revamped
or at least, you know, fixed or something. You know. But so let me give you a few statistics on what's going on. Right now there's 3.2 million teachers working in public schools in the US. That's 3.2 million.
Okay.
Now, the estimated new hires by that are needed by 2015 is 2.8 million. So, in essence,
wow,
as many teachers as there are today, we're going to need double that by the year 2015. But the signs are not very encouraging because 30% of new teachers quit their profession within 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's 30%, and I'm in that 30% because I also tried to become a teacher and was a substitute teacher for about 2.5 years,
mm-hmm,
and I left.
You know, when I was working in Vegas, there were several people that I know, mm-hmm, were teachers, and they, right, quit the job because it was just unrewarding.
Yeah.
It was impossible to teach. They felt like they couldn't teach.
Yeah.
And of course the income was a big factor as well.
Yeah.
I can't believe the amount of money that teachers make here. It's ridiculous. It's, yeah, pathetic.
Well, funny you should bring it up. So let me give you some numbers.
Okay.
The average annual salary of a teacher in the United States, $47,000.
Okay. But where? Where do they say?
This is the annual. This is the average for the whole country.
Oh, okay.
It's just the average.
All right. Okay.
So it's not one specific place.
All right.
The average starting salary is $31,000.
That, okay, is not promising.
That sucks.
That really sucks,
you know. Average salary in Connecticut, the highest paying state, is $57,000.
That's it?
Yes. And the lowest paying in South Dakota is $34,000 a year. And so you can see that everything is below $50,000, even if you were there for a while. Although I know some teachers that actually make 60 or 65 a year after they've been there for so many years. You know, but so the numbers are not encouraging. So you were right. I think one of the main reasons is because we don't pay them enough.
No.
And that's what this article really talks about. And then you mentioned on a few reasons why teachers quit. And let me give you a few numbers on those. Top reasons teachers cited for leaving the profession, and that was in 2001. Lack of time to prepare, 60%.
Lack of time to prepare?
Yeah.
What, prepare for classes?
For the classes, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess they're just maybe so busy that they don't have time to prepare. They're so busy correcting exams and
well,
whatever,
hell, if a class has got, you know, like, between 30 and 40 kids, that's a lot of work that they have to go through.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It is. And, you have to prepare, have
for
a lesson
class,
plan.
The lesson plan.
Right, and all that. So.
And then you can imagine them feeling like, God, you know, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
None of them are going to pay attention anyways.
Yeah. Let me give you the other reasons why they quit.
Okay.
Too heavy a teaching load. Okay, so they feel they're overworked.
50%.
Class sizes too large.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
Yes.
That's a big problem. I mean, and you wonder, in a country like this where we have so much money, a very wealthy nation, and we can't afford to have smaller size classes, you know?
Right.
And I think that's ludicrous. It's shameful. You can't teach 35 to 40 students at a time. You just can't, you know? I mean, even in college, you know, many of the classes are small. And there's no behavior problems there.
No.
But it's just that you don't get as much attention from the teacher as a student if the class is so large, you know?
Yeah, I bet you any money that half of them sit there looking at the stuff, trying to figure out, so what do I do and I don't understand this, and yet the teacher is being consumed by everyone else trying to get their answers asked.
Absolutely.
Their questions asked.
And there's always answered. The clowns that just throw everything off balance, and it's hard. It's hard to teach like that.
I was thinking, you know, about substitute teaching, you know, on the way in to work, because I go past a school every day on the way.
Right.
And, you know, I see, and it's a small school, actually. And I keep thinking, oh, gosh, you know, it comes across my mind a lot, you know. And I remember Tiger and I having a conversation after I had found out that she also was a teacher.
Right.
And many of the reasons that she had given up was because of that as well.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't rewarding.
No.
They didn't pay her enough. It was, you know, the classes were, all these exact same reasons were coming up.
Yeah, you know. Another reason is poor salary or benefits, which we talked about. Student behavioral problems. And that's what I talked about. That's what got me out of this. You know, all the other stuff, I could live with it. But the poor behavior just threw me off balance completely, because I can't see how anybody can justify behavior like this. And what you would get is these kids coming from these fucked up homes, and they bring all this shit to the school. You know, and
because they've got nowhere else to disperse it, or
that's all they know, you know.
Yeah.
And then they come to school, they bring all their shit with them, and they affect the quality of the education for the kids that do want to learn.
Yeah. You know, that's when I agree with homeschooling or those charter schools.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the charter school?
Yeah, well, my daughter goes to a charter school, which is, it's actually part of the LA school district. It's just that they sort of like have a certain autonomy to do certain things in their way, you know.
Yeah.
But for the most part,
At least it gives them better education.
I don't know if it does. You think? I don't know. Her school actually does pretty well, but I don't know if it's because of that.
I think so. Because don't they... They keep track on how many students are in there. They select the students that go in there, correct?
Right. Uh-huh.
Or, you know, if you have to live in a certain area to actually be selected for that school.
Yeah.
You know. Hey.
And but that's the thing, is that they want to integrate kids from the inner city, so they bring those over to the wealthier area of town.
Right.
Or more middle class, you know.
Okay.
And
yes.
And then it starts creating an imbalance, you know. And I realize that I think bad behavior overshadows good behavior. It has more influence on people, you know.
Speaking of bad behavior, on the way home last night, it was about three blocks west of Vine on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Right.
There was like this big gang, Mexican gang, about three of them, three gangs. And there were police and all that kind of stuff going on. So
three gangs or gang members?
Three separate gangs.
Can you imagine being in the middle of that?
Yeah, there was all stuff all over the road and everything like that. So something must have gone down before I had, you know, driven past. But it was very distracting.
Wow.
Very distracting. And you could tell that they were separate gangs, because they all looked very similar in each group, but... You know, different, you know, like the you know, what do you call it?
The Crips and the Bloods.
The Crips and the Bloods. Yeah.
And all those, yeah. I know. It makes me shudder just to mention those names. But, that's gangs for
it's
you.
It's their lifestyle.
Yeah. When's the Oscar happening?
Because they don't know any different. Yeah. I believe Sunday.
Sunday. It's like March. Oh, March 2nd?
I think so.
Is that what it is? Yeah, I think it's March 2nd.
Wow, is it going to be that day already?
Yeah. Okay. Well, why does it say February 24th here?
Well, today is what? The 21st. Yeah, it's this Sunday.
Oh, so that's 24th. Why was I thinking the 2nd?
I don't know.
Okay, my head is like, because I'm trying to plan all the new shows and I can't keep track of everything. But this is interesting because they have a little article about how the Oscars, how the Academy has screwed up certain nominations and wins. You know, like one movie should have won, but something else won instead. You know, so it's like when you, let me give you an example, okay?
Okay.
In 1933, King Kong was not even nominated, okay? And again, it's a classic, right? It's a classic. Wasn't nominated. And in that year, Cavalcade won. Have you ever heard of Cavalcade?
No.
No, never have. So that's obviously a big screw up there. The second one, Citizen Kane, 1941.
I remember that.
Lost to How Green Was My Valley. Do you know that movie?
No.
I don't either. Okay, so that's Citizen Kane, right? Considered the best film of all time, or at least one of them, and did not even win. Remember the movie Psycho, the Hitchcock movie?
Yes.
1960, the year I was born, by the way. Not nominated. Oliver won instead. Okay? I mean, yeah, I don't know what these people... I'm sorry. The Apartment won. The Apartment. Again,
I haven't heard of that one either.
I don't
either.
Know that movie. 2001 Space Odyssey. Who hasn't heard of that,
gosh.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Never nominated. Oliver won.
Wow. I have heard of Oliver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And then Pulp Fiction in 1994 lost to Forrest Gump. Now, I don't think that's a big deal because Forrest Gump did deserve to win, you know?
Yeah.
Although Pulp Fiction was very good, but this is a question of taste. It's not so clear cut as the others.
Yeah, I remember watching Pulp Fiction. I was like, wow, that's kind of, that was probably the most, maybe disturbing film was like, to me, it was like, wow, is this what Hollywood is putting out these days? You know, blood, gore, drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, because I had never seen heroin or cocaine or even really, I knew they existed, but I had absolutely no idea the concept of it, how it worked, how you did the drug, or anything. So when I saw Pulp Fiction, I was like, oh my God,
are
they're showing that on the screen? Are you kidding me?
I
was in awe that they actually showed it, you know, how to do it and everything like that. And I went, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, everyone's going to know how to do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Pulp Fiction was
an
amazing movie.
But that's how naive
I was. The reason I liked it, and I think what made it special, is that it wasn't done in sequence, you know. They started from the middle, they went to the end, and then they went to the beginning.
To the beginning.
Yeah. And I think that made it unique, you know.
There are very few films that kind of sequence is pulled off. Pulp Fiction was an absolute classic.
It pulled it off.
Pulled it up beautifully, and it was just an amazing footage.
Yeah. What's your more fiction? Do you have any?
Oh,
there was a lot of them, obviously.
There was a lot. I would have to say,
you know, the part where they were dancing was pretty cool. You know, John Travolta with his dancing.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what sticks in my mind is the part where they fucked that black guy in the ass. Do you remember that? There was those two guys in the gun shop.
Right.
And,
they decided to rape them. I remember that.
And that was something that stuck in my mind because you're so not accustomed to seeing a big black man getting raped, you know?
No, not at all.
So that was some scene, you know?
But
I loved the whole movie. It was just a crazy movie, you know? Classic Tarantino and... you know, the ease with which people were killing there is just, you know, it's just raw violence, you know.
Right. I think when I think about it, you know, the one where they shot that guy in the back of the car accidentally?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then they had to clean up the car. I thought that was quite funny.
That was funny, the way they cleaned up the car and everything. Yeah,
unfortunate, but funny.
I know. It's like on the one hand, they're tough when they go to that guy's apartment and they kill him. And then they're like two little maids, you know, cleaning up the fucking car.
Yeah.
Like two little mice, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but you know, another film that really surprised me in the depth of violence was Kill Bill.
Yes. I love that movie.
I thought it was
the second one
fabulous.
Wasn't that great,
no,
but the first
it wasn't.
One was
the
good.
The first one was great.
Yeah, it was
first
excellent.
One was great. And I'm disappointed that I even watched Kill Bill 2. Yeah. I was like, oh, that was a letdown.
I know. But I love Uma Thurman. She's just so good. And Tarantino loves her. I mean, that's why he has her in the movies.
Yeah.
And she's just a unique. She's got a certain style. She's got a certain look, you know. And I love movies with
her. She's another gorgeous woman, hey?
Yeah.
And Daryl Hannah. You know, when I saw that woman, you know, the scene of Daryl Hannah walking with the patch on her eye.
Yeah, when they started fighting. And
I had no idea that was Daryl. And
you didn't know it was her?
Yeah, and then someone said, oh, that Daryl Hannah, and I went, oh, no way.
Really, yeah. Like, the Innocent Girl from Splash, remember that movie?
Yeah, that was a great film, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I loved that. Yeah. And she was gorgeous, too.
Yeah.
She still is.
She's very beautiful.
Both those ladies are still gorgeous.
Yeah. So I like Tarantino, but you know, I tried to watch Reservoir Dogs, and I just couldn't get into it.
I haven't seen that one.
There's too much talking, not a lot happening.
Yeah.
But supposedly it's a good movie. I just never got to see the end of it. So those were movies that should have won. Now let me tell you what they're saying about movies that should not have won.
Okay.
The first one, Rocky, 1976. It beat All the President's Men, Bound for Glory, Network, and Taxi Driver. Okay?
Oh.
So it beat Taxi Driver, and you know, I mean, Rocky was something in its own time. People liked it. It was something new. You know, it was a drama and all that. But over Network or Taxi Driver, I don't see that.
You know, with the first Rocky film, they should have had subtitles.
Couldn't hear a word he said, huh? Yeah. No, but he does have a speech impediment, you know, and I think it's a miracle that he managed to become a star.
See, you know, he was a porn star before he started.
No,
film.
He wasn't a porn star. Maybe, you know.
No, he was.
No, I know he was in independent movies and stuff, but I've never seen him in porn. I never heard that he was.
Porn. He did porn.
He did porn?
Yes.
Does any of it exist?
Called the Italian Stallion. Yeah.
That was not porn.
No,
the Italian Stallion was not porn. Are you sure?
No,
No.
They referred to him as the Italian Stallion.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Stallone, Stallion. Okay. I get it. And then in 1980, Ordinary People, remember that with Peter Fonda? And
that was great.
Yeah, I never saw that. It was too boring for me. But
I thought it was
Ordinary People 1980 beat Raging Bull and The Elephant Man. So, you know, two movies that obviously were good. But again, I don't know that it's so clear cut.
Okay.
Gandhi in 1982 beat Tootsie and E.T., The Extraterrestrial.
What?
Yeah.
Beat E.T.?
It beat E.T. Yeah.
Oh,
but then again, you know, E.T. is not the Academy Award type of movie, you know?
Yeah.
It left a big impact. But again, you have to look at what has become the classic. Which one has become the classic?
Right.
And apparently many of the classics today did not win. Shakespeare in Love in 1998 beat Saving Private Ryan. Okay, so
are you kidding?
No.
See that one there? I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are the surprises, you know. And then Crash. Remember the song Crash, the movie Crash?
I loved it.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was really, really good.
It's really good. I mean, showing you L.A. and everything and its glory. And so Crash beat Brokeback Mountain in 2005.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
No, I'm cool with that.
You know, you're cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
And then we also have actors and actresses, but I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah. Why not?
Huh? You want to? No, it's getting boring.
Well, I remember when I saw Brokeback Mountain by myself, and that was, you know, the scene where he just spits on his hand.
Well,
and
I don't know. No. Oh, is that what the scene is?
He spits on
his hand?
You haven't seen it?
I've not seen it, no. I can't bring myself to go see it. No.
Well, anyway. Yeah, I didn't think you would enjoy
it. It just doesn't appeal to me. Yeah.
No.
I don't know, but I know people loved it. I respect the movie for the fact that so many people thought it was good.
I mean, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really did. But it did put me back in my seat.
Did it?
The very first time.
Like a sex scene?
Yeah, the sex scene, and they were out in the hills in the tent and everything like that. And so he's, you know, does his big golly on his hand and white puts it in the ass. And then
Are you serious?
Just slams him one.
Wow. They actually showed it, huh?
And I went, well, whoa.
Whoa. You see, that's the thing. I mean, I would be like shocked to have to see
and that was
like
another one when the whole theater was just completely dead silent. And you could almost picture everyone's eyes moving left to right and slightly turning around like,
really?
Oh my God, did we just see that?
Yeah, like how is everybody else reacting?
Exactly. You know, the I love reactions, audience reactions like that. That's why I love acting.
Yeah.
Because you can do something that really gets a unique reaction from people. And that, I think that's what the purpose of the films are like.
Yeah.
And I think that's why so many films are just getting way out there. They're looking for the shock result or they're looking for the really hardcore heart twangs.
Yeah. You know? Well, how do you know? Go figure.
Well,
you
look
know?
What's coming out.
Yeah. But, well, we still got a little bit of time to take phone calls. If anyone else wants to call us, you can call us toll-free, 866-515-6977. Again, that's 866-515-6977. Manu, are you getting bored here?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, so while you're deciding whether you're going to call in or not, I know it's a big debate. We'll take a little break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
We don't have to take our clothes off by Jermaine Stewart.
Really?
Yeah. Believe it or not. Don't have to take our clothes off, Manu.
No, I guess
not.
To
have a good time.
You know, all these years, I had no idea what those words were.
Really?
I'm the worst person for memorizing lyrics. And so a song will come on and I'll have my own interpretation all these years, you know.
I think it happens to a lot of people,
And, you know, my boyfriend will turn around and correct me. Like, no, Manu, that's not what they say. Or like, leave me alone. It's my words. It's my song.
I'll sing it any way I want and shut up.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
He goes, if you don't know the words, don't sing it. I was like, yes, I do. They're my words.
Yeah, I know. So I got up with a backache this morning and got me quite worried because about a couple months ago in December when I started... like interviewing women for co-host and stuff, you know, for the position that you're currently holding.
You should tell me some
forever.
Of those interviews.
Yeah. But at the time, I remember I would have to go to like a Starbucks and meet a candidate. And I barely moved because I had hurt my back badly when we came back from a trip. And I should not be picking up heavy stuff, you know, and I picked up suitcases and that. And a week later, I was laid up, could not move. 2 weeks, Manu, I barely left the house.
Yeah, I remember
barely.
You saying something.
I couldn't go to work. I couldn't do shit, you know? I mean, I just couldn't move. I felt like my body was going to break in two right where my back is, you know, at the hips. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I went to a regular doctor, to my physician. He gave me some muscle relaxants and pain stuff. Nothing helped. Nothing.
Did you try to go to a masseuse? And
they actually said masseuse is the worst thing you can do.
What?
When you have, because you don't know what's going on with the muscles there. You don't want to mess with it. Believe me, I heard of someone who went for a massage when they had a backache, and she couldn't move.
Yeah.
She couldn't move after
they
that.
Must have done the wrong massage then. When you have an injury like that, you'd want to make sure that the masseuse uses a type of masseuse, you know, a massage that helps that.
Yeah.
You know, because
I don't know. I didn't want to take a chance, to be honest with you.
So.
You know, and so finally, you know, I didn't know what to do anymore, and so somebody told me I should try acupuncture, and I'm like, of course, I don't believe in this shit and everything, but after three people told me, I started thinking about it. You know, and so I made an appointment and I went with my wife and they take me in the room and, you know, I lie on the bed and he starts sticking the needles in.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not a big deal. It doesn't hurt. You just feel the pokes, you know, and you see.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, here, and we'll put a few more on your head. Right. He puts it right on my skull here.
Right.
A few. And he's like, yeah, this will help the energy, blah, 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 blah. That not a few seconds later, I'm feeling that I'm starting to lose my consciousness, you know. And I'm like lying on my stomach and I'm telling them, I'm fainting. I'm going to faint. I'm going to faint. And that was it. And the next thing I know, as people shaking me, I'm seeing faces in front of me that I can't recognize. This right. was a doctor. I didn't really know him.
Yeah.
And you don't know where you are. I fainted. I actually fainted from this. And so later he said, yeah, you know, when you put when you do the acupuncture, it can lower your blood sugar.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't eaten all day and stuff, so it could have affected it. But my question to him was, what the fuck put needles in my head? You know, I mean, I've never heard of something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what caused it, because before that I was fine.
Yeah.
So they're like shaking me and everything. My wife's like freaking out, like, because she thought I died or something, you know? She didn't know what's going on. So he took off all the needles and everything, and they bought me like a cookie and water and to just increase my sugar. But then he didn't let me go. Then he started putting those cups on me. You know those glass
yes,
cups? They call it cupping?
Yes.
So he put those on and create like huge purple circles on my back, right?
Yeah.
But let me tell you, the following day, Manu, I was 95% better.
Yeah.
And then I went back a couple of days later, went for another acupuncture. This time he didn't put it in my head, so I didn't faint.
Wow.
I ate before that. And let me tell you, Manu, in 2 days, I was back to normal. Okay? And I can't believe this. People can't believe me. You know, especially I went 2 weeks. I went to a conventional physician
yeah.
and everything. None of it worked. I go to acupuncture, not spend a half an hour each time. Bam.
Right. How much did you pay for an acupuncture?
What was it like? Like, I think the first time you pay like $100 or something, and then for subsequent visits, maybe 50 or 60, something like that. It's
okay.
not that bad. It really isn't.
No,
and
it seems like very affordable.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, I mean, I've known about acupuncture for a long time,
yeah.
and, you know, I've had a neck injury, you know, mm-hmm. pretty bad one, I've been carrying it for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, originally when I first got insurance and stuff, so I started going to chiropractic care
uh-huh.
and masseuse and all this kind of stuff. But it has never, ever really relieved any of the pain mm. or feeling that I have, you know, the tightness and stuff in my back, in my neck.
Mm.
So I'm wondering, maybe I should test out this acupuncture once I get a few extra dollars in my account.
Believe me, I think for pain, there's nothing like it, you know. I mean,
yeah.
someone I know actually said that it helped him deal with cancer. I don't know if it cured it or whatever, but he's the one that told me, go and get acupuncture, you know.
Yeah.
And now I swear by it, you know. So whenever somebody tells me, complains about pain or something, I go, try acupuncture.
Have you gone back since?
No.
No?
No. And then this morning, I got pain again, and I freaked out. I thought, no, not again.
Yeah.
Not again. I don't know where it came from. It just suddenly. But you know, when you injure your back, it always stays there forever with you. You know,
because
I had injured my back when I was in my early 20s, and ever since then, you know, every time I pick up something heavy, I feel it. You know, it starts to hurt.
So. Oh, you have to know your limits now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I mean, and you know, back problems is a result of us being bipedal, you know, that we walk on two legs instead of four. Really, I mean, animals don't have back problems.
No.
Yeah. So that's the price we pay.
Oh.
For being bipedal.
And human.
Yeah. And
God
human.
Darn it. You know, it's funny, you know, being human. I was talking to someone last night who's getting married or planning on getting married. And we got into this, you know, marriage to me, I step back. I like,
like kryptonite to Superman, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it was a result of a failed marriage, you know, a long, long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Not that I can completely blame it, but I think just the whole concept is like, wow, you know, who am I trying to kid?
Yeah.
I mean, like that word forever, you know, that you know from a
scares
symbol.
You? Does it scare you?
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, because like, you know, a good part of my mind says that, my gosh, could I really ever be with one person forever?
Forever, yeah.
I mean, I can believe that someone could be in your life forever.
Yeah.
But as a partner, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like your one partner and so on. Yeah. I don't know.
So you're afraid of commitment.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Is that why none
forever,
of
forever means I'm committed to you for the rest of my life.
Well, I haven't had. I don't have a really good record.
No, of commitment.
Of commitment. I don't. It's shameful.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
For as long as I remember.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, you got to find something you believe in and practice on that and be consistent and, you know.
Well, you know, hey, Willie's still getting my heart jumping.
I guess so.
Yeah. Looking, it's like, oh, goo, 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 goo. And he makes all these funny faces to me. Like, goo, 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 ga, ga, ga. It makes me go all gooey.
Really?
Yeah, it's so cute. we're buddies. You know, I could honestly say that we're buddies.
And, it's really important.
And I think, I don't think I've had that before. So this is going to be an interesting trial.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we'll see where it goes.
Well, it's not a trial anymore. I mean, it's been 2 years.
Yeah, that's true. That's a record for me.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years. Almost.
Almost 2 years?
Still
and that's a record for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, obviously a commitment phobe right here. Okay?
Yes.
You're afraid of commitment, my dear. And that's your advice for the day.
My God, I hear someone, oh, I've been with him for 5 years. I was like, what? 5 years? No way. You know.
I know, so. That's a long time.
But
you know, I really think there's that concept of the 7 year itch. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but many people do break up around the 7th year of their marriage, you know. And I wonder what there is about it that causes that. I mean, I'm not here to say everybody or even the majority, but many.
Hey, my lucky number is 7.
Is it?
So maybe if I get to 7, then I'll go like, okay.
Yeah.
That's it. We are,
you know,
here for life.
7 is a very, very important number. And let me tell you why. Because you can find 7 anywhere. Okay? And
7-Eleven?
Funny.
Sorry.
Funny.
Chink-chink.
Yeah. But there's 7 layers in the atmosphere.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Wow, I didn't know that.
There's 7 colors in the rainbow.
Sweet.
There are 7 notes in the musical, you know, like Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol. Okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
7. Okay.
Wow.
So, well, we have 7 days of the week, which man created. Everything else is not really man created, but man made. But we chose that. And then, interestingly enough, in Hebrew, okay, sometimes people will transform the letters into numbers and then find the value of a word. You know, so like for example, for Manu, let's say M was worth like 20 and A is 1. You know, you add up the numbers and you get a number, right?
Uh huh. Yes.
Okay. So on Friday night, when the Sabbath is, you know, when Jews sit down at the table for a Sabbath dinner, okay?
And that's
Sabbath
usually
is like
on a
for
Friday
Saturday.
Night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not usually always, okay?
All right.
Because
okay.
The Sabbath is Saturday. So,
okay.
Yeah, so you have like a Sabbath dinner. Everything that's on the table that you eat and drink adds up to 7. You have the bread, okay? If you take the special bread, the challah that Jews eat, you transpose that to or you translate to numbers, it's 7. Candle, 7. Wine, 7.
Wow.
Egg, 7. You know, so I mean, there's things in those things, and I can tell you when I studied Kabbalah that 7 is a very important number, very important.
Wow, there must be some reason for it because
I'm sure there is.
My birthday's in July, so that's the 7th month.
That's a 7. Okay.
And then my birthday's on the 21st of July.
Mm-hmm.
You divide 21 by 3.
Here she goes.
It's
she's starting
7.
With that.
I don't know. You know, I love it.
Yeah. So I used to play with that all the time with like seeing if words are related by, you know, translating them into numbers and stuff.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Pretty interesting stuff, man.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, dude. It's really, really interesting.
I just love the shape of it and the sound of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Actually, Clinton and Obama are debating tonight. Why did I think they're debating this morning? Because I think what I saw in the elevator, it said something like they're getting ready for their debate or something at 9.
That's what
something.
I saw.
Yeah, so I thought maybe that's it. I don't know. But they apparently they downed the satellite. That they were
going to... Oh, yeah. Did they hit it?
Yeah, they hit it. Yeah.
Wow.
So now all the alien instrumentation is destroyed, and there's no record of it. So there's another claim that somebody will be able to make without backing it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then in Nevada, there was an earthquake, 6.3 magnitude. That's pretty strong.
What?
Yeah, 6.3. In Nevada, yeah. And but, you know, it doesn't say much about injuries or damage or anything, you know. But
damn, you mean my house didn't fall down?
It didn't fall down. No. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Tremor causes widespread damage. People possibly trapped in rubble. That's in Wells, Nevada, so I don't think it...
Where is Wells?
I don't know. Probably in... Northeast. Northeast Nevada.
Okay.
Causing at least one building to collapse and forcing the evacuation of a truck stop. So, it was 6:16 a.m., and it was centered in a sparsely populated area, so that's probably why.
Right.
It's near the Nevada-Utah border.
Wow.
So, an earthquake in Nevada... reminding us that we could always at any minute have to experience something like that. And I'm sure Manu is not happy about the fact that I'm talking about this and she's on the 36th floor, right? But
yeah. I remember my first earthquake that I experienced was when I was homeless up in Seattle.
Yeah.
And I was squatting in this very old building.
Uh-huh.
And it happened, obviously, like right in the... you know, the early hours of the morning.
Yeah.
And so I'm like curled up in my little found room, all comfortable, snuggy and all this. Well, you know, the best I could anyways.
Yeah.
And then next thing, I just felt all this stuff falling on my face. You know, the rock because the walls were so old and stuff.
Yeah.
So I had all these pits and sands and stuff falling on my face. And I woke up. And I'm moving around, and I didn't know what the hell to do. Like, what do I do? What do I do?
It's frightening.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So I ran out, and I ran to the fire escape where I, multiple times, I had bucket baths in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
In Seattle. I put my bikini on, and then I'd stand out on the fire escape there, and, you know, God, here I am having bucket baths in the middle of winter. God, jeez, that really sucked. But anyways.
You've got some memories.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. And I look out, and the bridge, the Seattle Harbor Bridge, or, you know, that goes along the harbor there, was all shaken and everything like that. And I'm moving around, and I'm freaking all out. Like, how the hell do I get down here, you know? But that was a hell of an experience. I was like, that's memorable.
I bet. Yeah.
Like, I can say I've been in an earthquake.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. It's not cool.
All right.
Not cool.
Manu, we're coming up to the top of the hour. Let me just remind you of a few things we have happening today.
The girls.
Following us is going to be a replay of Barbecue Central with Greg Rempe. very fun show. At 4 o'clock, we're going to have The Art of Love with Lucia. This is going to be a replay of her Sunday's show. It was pretty interesting. She had a call in and a guest on the phone, and they were talking about relationships, and that was pretty interesting. Right following that, at 5 o'clock, Manu, if you happen to be home, turn on BBS Talk Radio, because Sam, which happens to be me, is going to have... The Incredible Music Hour, and I'm going to play some awesome 70s songs. So stay tuned. I'd love to have you, and you can call in, of course, and we can talk about the music or anything else that that we feel like talking. And then at 7 o'clock Pacific time, of course, the Broad Topics is coming on. We have four interesting ladies that love to have fun here. And
I like that word, broad topics.
Yeah, broad topics.
Does broad mean, does broad here mean the same?
A woman?
A woman, you know, broad, eh? Look at that broad.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Women don't like to be called broads, but...
hey, back home we get called Sheila.
That's right, you do, huh?
Yeah.
And guys are called what? Guys are called something too, right?
Blokes.
Blokes, yeah, that's right.
Blokes.
Yeah. A Sheila is an Australian woman, right?
Correct, and a bloke, yeah. This is like... oh, man, check out that Sheila over there. Look at
I know,
her
I remember
knockers.
Reading about that somewhere.
And I was like, hey, check out that bloke.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of
check
thing.
Check out the bloke.
Yeah. But we don't use it in the text of, you know, like, oh, I'm going out with the Sheilas. Oh, maybe I am. Maybe that does work. As a matter of fact, I am working tonight, so I'll miss your show, Sam.
Okay, but I will record it for you so you can watch it.
Please do.
Okay, and we're going to leave you with, we're going to leave you with George Michael.
Ew.
Fast Love. Great beat.
Goodbye, Sam.